Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orlie Benny Davis and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is December 2nd, 2020 and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land. The only land in the whole world, counting the days to the celebration of Hanukkah and hoping that the lights of this holiday will bring up some great miracle that will cover this blessed universe of ours. We can trust nothing now, only God Almighty, to give us some grace. Yes, with the teachers of our tradition who are truthful to it and can lead us through, holding us through all this incredible fog of uncertainty. And you know, this book of the Bible survived thousands of years, and the teaching there will make a difference if we study them in our own way and make sure that we have some sort of calm integration of it into their life. You see, America is still in limbo, and in the war in Ethiopia is still going. Lebanon is on the cusp of hunger. And we still have to talk to the Iranian and understand what really happened, because, you know, many people that we have a new enemies, and the usual people think that Israel is to blame to everything. But if you look well, Iranian are the people that, you know, that threaten us all, but they threaten the rest of them. We are a tiny country that, you know, talks to everybody, trying to shed, light upon all nations. And we are teaching them. And this time we want to teach how to follow the light. And I'm sure that the Iranian are very fast to conclusion that it was Israeli made. And, you know, of course, there are some Israeli that would like to take care of this as their own compliment. But we know that there was this operation was too involved, too close and personal. And for me, it wasn't something that I would think Israel will do. In the next segment, we're going to talk to one of the guests, one of the great teachers in Israel. And maybe we can shed some light on wherever we go. So stay put and we'll be back after.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orlie Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. I would like to welcome all our friends from United States, from Israel, from Canada, United Kingdom, Germany, Spain, Sweden, Ireland, Australia, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Welcome to the show. So happy and honored to have you here, Iran. This is important time in history, and it's about time that we all join forces and start talking instead of fighting. Now, for this special segment, we have one of the most incredible people that I know in the state of Israel. His name is Jonathan Davis. Jonathan Davis is the Vice President for External Relations and the head of the Rafael Recanati International School. He joined the IDC Herzliya 20 years ago, and he served, you know, before as a soldier, a lone soldier in the reconnaissance unit of the Paratroops Brigade. After his military service, he was sent to as an envoy of the State of Israel to the former Soviet Union and as a Jewish agency emissary to Cape Town, Boston, and Rome. And in Israel, he continued to contribute deepening the connection between Israel and the diaspora. Jonathan Davis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Orly. Great to be on your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Superstar like you, you know, it's a very, very honored to have you. Now, as a teacher, as a leader of such incredible organization like IDC, that is a think tank for all the new, you know, the leaders of today and the leaders of tomorrow. In this time of incredible challenge of COVID-19, what do you think is the most, what's happening on IDC, on, you know, campuses?
Well, IDC is alive and well in spite of Corona, because I believe that we turned a lot of the challenges of this era and this situation into opportunities. And you were mentioning all the different countries that are listening to your radio show this evening, Israel time. And I'm also proud to tell you that we have students on this campus from 90 different countries speaking 28 different languages, which I think is amazing. And basically, we're challenged by the fact that, according to the Ministry of Health regulations, we have to teach right now by Zoom, and we can't teach frontally. But we basically recruited 200 students in computer science who know the ropes of Zoom and high-tech and IT. And they basically coached many of our professors in order to help those professors make the best possible presentation online to these students. So that even though it's by Zoom, it's by Zoom, but also with tender, loving care to the best of our ability. The other thing is that I'm very proud of is that we have the largest international school in the country, the Rafael Recanati International School, with 2,000 students here. And we personally brought back 800 of those students. During this whole period of Corona, they all wanted to be physically in Israel and not miss the opportunity of being in Israel, even in spite of Corona. And I'm proud of these students for coming here at this time. And it makes a really big difference because 500 of them are in the dormitories now of IDC, and they are able to socialize on the lawn. So today I watched them throwing the Frisbee from one person to the next. Some were kicking a soccer ball around. They were wearing masks according to the rules and regulations, but it was a real pleasure to see them.
Yes, they are amazing. And your campus is pretty large, so it can contain and prevent people from getting too close. This is absolutely a place where they can mingle, but not, you know, in a respectable distance. This is absolutely a must these days. And I'm so honored to learn that all those students came back. But let's remind everybody, the IDC is the center of a global meeting conferences every year about counterterrorism, about the situation that we are facing. And it's not for nothing that you are there, because everybody respects your leadership, and also the people that are coming there are the top notch of the world. So are we going to have any conference this year soon?
Yes, we will have a conference not too long from now. I think the annual Herzliya conference will be taking place in the spring, and our annual conference on counterterrorism will be taking place, as it always does, in September. Our Abba Ibn Institute is also very, very active. Our Abba Ibn Institute is under the leadership of Ambassador Ron Prosor. Our Herzliya conference is under the leadership of General Amos Gilad, and our Counterterrorism Institute is under Professor Boaz Ganor. What makes all of this very interesting is that all of them are under the umbrella of a private and nonprofit university called IDC Herzliya, which, by the way, also provides PhDs. So we're a research university, but at the same time, very practical in strategic areas in counterterrorism, and in areas which have an impact on the Israeli economy, on the security situation of Israel, and the sociological situation of Israel.
Yes, also you have a great program for communication. People make the movie there. They have you have your own radio that I know for a fact is very popular over there, which people used to broadcast. You know, even my son used to broadcast there, you know, from the IDCs. He used to be a student there. It's important for everybody to understand that when you have a think tank, it's a center who makes you think about the problem of the moment, and now we can solve them. And now that we have such an uncertainty between America that is in limbo with this election, Israel that just is dissolving their own government, and the rest of the world that is still not connected, we need to ask question, is the IDC still involved with the NATO? Because you had the Atlantic Forum, right?
The Institute for Policy and Strategy, we're very involved with NATO. We have very good networking with them, and we deal with all of those issues. We also deal with the bilateral relations between many European countries and Israel itself, the same with the United States of America. And the good thing about IDC is that we believe in Zionist values, and we believe in training a cadre of leadership for the next generation of Israelis. And we believe in the Zionist values of Herzl, Jabotinsky, Ben-Gurion, Menachem Begin. We believe in humanistic Zionism. We believe in liberalism. We believe in capitalism. We believe in entrepreneurship. And you mentioned the School of Communications. We also have a School of Entrepreneurship here. And we have it's the only school of entrepreneurship in the country, actually. We have a School of Business and a School of Economics, a School of Psychology,
And to top this, we have also a Jewish tradition there on campus, something that no Jewish student can actually enjoy. This is the only place where you actually have the Judaism together that can encompass their study with their tradition. That's something that I learned recently, right?
Yes, you are absolutely correct. It's very important for us, especially when we embrace so many students from overseas who went to Jewish day schools, some of the best Jewish day schools in the world, from the United States, from Europe, from South Africa, from Australia, from Latin America. It's important for us that if someone wants to daven, somebody wants to daven Shacharit, Mincha, or Maariv, they should be able to daven. And if they want to have Kabbalat Shabbat, they'll have Kabbalat Shabbat. In fact, one thing that I'm very, very proud of is that even under quarantine, the Rafael Rakhinati International School provided these students with Shabbat dinners while they were in quarantine to make them feel comfortable and to provide tender, loving care. We have a JLIC on campus. We have a very beautiful little synagogue on campus named for the late Emmanuel Moreno, who is an Israeli hero who was killed in action in the Second Lebanese War. So we're proud of our Jewish heritage, and we want to make everybody feel comfortable on campus as far as their personal beliefs are.
Absolutely. Now, Jonathan, we have less than, you know, almost 1 minute to go. I just want them all to know that when they come to the IDC, they come to an institution with high regards to knowledge, to the facts, and to encompass together whatever realm of study that they can to make you a better leader for tomorrow. So the leader of today and the leader of tomorrow are all joined forces there. So, tell me, the next one is going to be incredible because we have a new world to face. So I'm wishing you guys all the best, and I want you to give you 30 seconds just to conclude this incredible interview.
Thank you very much. You mentioned that it's a new world. I'm confident that the United States of America and Israel will continue the strategic relationship. We have so many common values of democratic values and other values. Israel is the best asset for the United States. I've recently seen the recent appointments in the State Department, and all things considered, those appointments are probably the best thing we could have hoped for. We're very grateful to the former president of the United States for all the great things he did, recognizing the Golan Heights, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, for the Abraham Accords. And I'm optimistic that the new...
Yes, we love Donald Trump. And we wish that there will be a big, fast result on this. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming
to
the show.
Thank you so much, and I wish you the very best.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to...
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem We Love. We had Jonathan Davis with us, an incredible man that speaks wisely and talks clearly about the perspective of learning and how you can make a difference. And I had, for many years, we were talking to my professor in the University of South Carolina, Charles Rudershall, about doing an incredible big screen meeting in one university, going to another university via internet and having some kind of dialogue between them. And this will be actually this time of, you know, in the world to make such a... My dog is barking. I'm so sorry if you hear him. Anyway, the idea is if you join forces intellectually, you might solve a lot of problems faster and without any kind of, delay. You must enjoy having some incredible, vast variety of ideas. Think about the coronavirus. So many doctors from all over the world. Everyone is working in their own pace, and I don't know if we wouldn't join forces fast, we could have gone so rapidly into having a vaccine. And I heard that England is actually, congratulations for authorizing Pfizer new vaccine for coronavirus, something that we really need. And they're already ordering. The American system is a little slower, more bureaucracy, I guess. But it will be good in no time. So they're going to have them too. So if we think about this coronavirus as something, a pause to give us a chance to look in the face and see what our life is really looking at. We can see it as a personal challenge, or we can see it as an economic challenge. Also, a physical challenge. Everyone has his own shortcoming, and the idea is where we go from now. One thing I feel for certain is that the big companies, you know, the one big corporation that took so many people under their wing and let them work for low payment. Actually liberate them. Maybe they are right now not working, and maybe they have unemployment And I know that they want to be working and they don't care if they pay less. But the truth of the matter, maybe they don't deserve to be paid less. Maybe it's important for us to understand that this is the opportunity to open this incredible manipulation of people. Because at the end of the day, you have this 0.5% of the world owning the major part of the wealth of the world, and everybody is a slave. Wow. It's a slavery from a different perspective. So I do know that we have to create some kind of new economy. We're talking about cybersecurity, that we have so many schools that needs to be done yet, and they're not doing their job. We have incredible insurance company Shearbit that was attacked by hackers, and they say that they are not the first. And I know for a fact that other companies have been attacked, and most of the big company, they don't protect their people. And what happens is because they don't know. The shortcoming of the government is the fact that they don't know. How many times I've been through all those incredible conferences. Every week we have tons of amazing ideas, amazing distribution ways to provide people with knowledge, and the policymakers, they just don't show up there. I don't know if they are mathematically challenged, because you need to understand good math to understand the the important thing about those formula, or sometimes they are too complicated, or they don't have patience, or maybe they don't have a crowd there, because the crowd usually are not, looking to lectures. But if you are a leader of the world in any kind of country, and you don't waste your time, and I say waste, which for me it's not a waste, you don't use your time to take at least one day of a week to go to those conferences, to read, to listen to what the world is has to offer, and what the shortcoming of the condition on the grounds right now, how we can fix them. If you don't do that, you're negating us from your power, empowering yourself and creating your role as a more important role. And if you don't evolve with the work, that's something that will create a very big problem. And that's why people are stagnating. Now, talking about stagnation, we're looking into America's election. And we're sad because it seems to be bogus for me to have so many people testifying in Michigan yesterday, when women are, frankly talking, basic women, not so much high and above testimony of people with English accent, which makes you wonder why they have English accent, and talking about what really can be happening if they actually stole America election. And if they stole America election, it means that all the order in the world is gone. The people that we trust the most are America. And if you put down America, and it's an empire. And if you remember on Gingrich, when he spoke many years ago, 1995, about the broken empire, when he actually sensed that there was a problem with America. So, and I looked at the Roman Empire, and it was like 85 years old empire. Only the English seems to keep on their empire under the pretense of Commonwealth. Now, you guys know that I love Queen Elizabeth, and you know how I respect Prince Charles, and I love Prince Harry, and I wish him all the best, really, with all my heart, and William and Katie and Prince Philip, that makes me laugh constantly, big time on Twitter, is amazing, and also Prince Edward and Prince Andrew, they're so lovely, come on, but let's talk turkey. Guys, you know, happy Thanksgiving is already gone, and we are about time to talk turkey. You guys have the Commonwealth that has 85 countries that are still, the head of the Commonwealth is the Queen of England. Now, you're not the responsible, but you are dead, okay? So it means that this empire, the American empire, for some reason, disturb your Commonwealth, and you guys want to create this incredible wall that you do, crack in the wall and start tearing it down. Now, you start tearing it down many years ago, and now it's in final condition where you want to tear America down. But England, you are not even capable to get out of Brexit. How you think you can capable of taking back the world? You are not running NATO. You are lacking in the Middle East. You have no control over Libya. You have no control over Ethiopia. And people are in Nigeria, are in Boko Haram, are killing each other. What do you think you are doing? Your greediness is amazing, but I don't think that we want in the world such a manipulation of power. We are free to roll, and Australia, you've been so good to everybody for so many years, sincerely. Even they know that you don't like immigrants, but you have incredible talent. You have the Bee Gees. You have amazing persona that we love so much. That actually rock our world for years, and we love him and we bless him and we miss him so much, because we all the time when we listen to him is incredible. Now you have Canada that is very good and sweet, but it's so cold to visit there. People don't want to live there, and they're under the regime of England. Fine, you know, you guys, that's why they're so quiet. But the fact that you want to push America's position and create some kind of what? If you put Biden in top of this world, when you know that all the regime is going to be behind the scene, people we don't know. So what will happen if this guy is a sleepy Joe, constantly on, you know, is sleeping, even that he's fantastic. I heard him. He's nice. He's smart. I did say that he's not. But, you know, he's old there and he's not capable to run incredible challenge time like the friction we have with Iran. So I hope that you guys going to understand that it's a challenging time, and England needs to make a talk with America this day, and it's urgent. We need to do it now. This is not something. We need to call some kind of diplomatic mission and to talk to them. So let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem We Love. So we talk about this incredible time, you know, the incredible incident where they The head of the Iranian nuclear system got eliminated. He was looking for this. Iran knows that we are not going to stay put and stay cool, but don't think that the Israeli did it, because there are other enemy that maybe are more more zealous to do what they want to do, because we had the name for so long, we didn't do it. So I guess that we could have done, but I'm not sure about that. So talking about the fact that Iran needs to come back to the system, if President Trump is going to lose all these cases in the system, in the judicial system, something he cannot do anything else about it. You know, it's even that you have proof fact, if the electoral votes on the 14th of December decide that he wins despite everything else that the media say. If they decide else, that will be very sad, because they actually will create a situation where they help the, you know, cheat American people from their rightful leader. Now, why I say cheat? Because if you have 80 million people, voting for Biden, I want to see them out. I want to see who they are. You know, who are those people? 80 million people. I'm sure that Jefferson had the right to vote in this election too. And I don't know if, Martin Luther King definitely voted there. It's like, come on, guys, 80 million people, and where were you? Are those the ones that, riots in the street and bomb, terrorists or Antifa, et cetera? Most of them are not even legal, people. I don't know. I don't know if they had the right to vote because they're ex-con or something. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying 80 million people, there are a lot of people who want to see. It doesn't make sense, okay? It doesn't make sense because the number is not right. Now, if the people or judiciary system are in with it, it's organized crime, and Donald Trump cannot do nothing about it, and he's going to go have his fun. And, go vacation elsewhere, enjoy himself, and that's it. He did his best. But he brought America to a different level. And the fact that Corona is involved means that the higher power is involved. So if higher power is involved, you might expect the unexpected, like a big miracle. And miracles will come. And that's why we light this menorah this holiday season. A menorah that brings light everywhere. You know, it comes from the temple of Israel, where they destroy the temple and took the menorah. And we found a little menorah to light a little jar of oil was enough to light the menorah for 8 days. That's why the miracle of Hanukkah is everlasting, because when you feel that your old resources are gone and they come and attack and dismantle everything normal you organized, you always have the jar of oil that will make a difference and bring the light to rekindle this world of ours. And right now we feel that everything is trashed. Think about if they want to dismantle the government of Israel, not the government, the Knesset, because the government is still going to be busy, even though the call is to the blue and white to, resign from their posts, which they decided not to, because they're going to keep their posts until the election. But they did a very smart, or not smart, another cunning way. They took this conference of a vote of distrust of the Knesset to the Committee of Justice, and they're gonna hold it under chairmanship of Mr. Asher, that is a right-wing, man of Bibi Netanyahu, which can delay the vote of dismantling, but until the 23rd of December, probably, because that's automatic dismantling of the Knesset, because there is no budget. Do you imagine they don't have a budget for 2020? Do you imagine how much deficit they're going to run over to our children? Do you imagine what's going to happen in Israel when they run out of money? Well, okay, Jewish people, they will come up with some innovation. They have a new thing and they invent something. And remember when we all use Kodak and then it's gone. When we use CDs and then they're gone. Yeah, they can invent something new, but they'll have to come up with something. The idea is to overcome this incredible time of depression because there are a million people that are out of job. And there are many hungry people all around the Middle East. And in Ethiopia, they decided, the European Union decided to cut their fund to the Tigray. Is that because they're Jewish, the region, or they Christian Jewish? That's what the reason to cut the budget when they're in war and they got took over by another regime? This the cruelty of their decision making is immense, making you think what will be next. So I told you, we need to open. You want intellectual talk? Let's talk. Let's talk about what's really happening and what England is doing, what the European Union is planning to do, and what actually Bill Gates did with all this vaccine, or scary thing about the overpopulation, and maybe we need to sterilize people. Let's talk about all those conspiracy theory that runs us ragged sometimes. But the fact of the matter that right now with the coronavirus, and we have incredible time helping those old people, and many people died. And those life, they're gone. And if somebody is responsible for them, God help them. Because if it's man-made, God help them. And you know, China, you might feel that President Trump is out of it right now. But make no mistake, you might be, but he's always, always watching you guys. And the other people, other companies looking and helping. So we might have an incredible time. Anyway, let's hope that this Hanukkah time will start the season with a miracle, that the corona will disappear, that the Democratic Party will start calming down the situation and making people united, and the Republican Party will find a solving solution to all these incredible dilemmas. I hope that we can, I pray for God to give us a grace, to give us a way through this darkness, because we want to live in peace. But if they're fighting us, it's really hard. And if there is no resources, it's really hard. And if they broke, bankrupt the budget, like Bibi did, he needs to go. But for some reason, the Justice Department thinks that he is allowed to do whatever he wants and keep on going. That's a rotten way of dealing with the system. So if God is the old judge, judge of all this, he will judge us for good, and he will see us through this time. I'm praying with you all. I'm hoping that you'll be okay. It's not looking good for Trump, David. I know, sweetheart, I know, because the system is against him. But my goodness, David, it doesn't mean that we don't see it. You see, the fact that they might take it away doesn't mean that we didn't see it happening. And if we see it happening, nobody can save the world from the anger of the Republican Party, or anger of the American people, or even the old bad guy that will come accumulated because, we got... Listen, if they took the election by broken system, the bad guy won. So the bad against good fight only starts. So I think that the good will always win at the end. That's the way it goes, because God is good, so he's the winner, and they only can make a noise that they pretend to win. So I don't know in what way he's going to get involved in this time, but we pray and we ask God to please don't forsake us. Don't forsake us. We need your help. We need your help. We need your help, God Almighty. And I hope that you guys all get it, because we need to be together, because we don't want no China, the Iran, anybody will go crazy on us. We don't need it. We need to study. We need to go on creating a better world, building, living, loving, having more children, grandchildren, and make sure that we can party and safeguard this world for the next generation. I sent you all my best, buy a lot of gift for the kids that don't deserve it this holiday season. Make sure, make them happy, keep them safe, keep them safe, keep an eye on them on all the time, and be safe yourself. God bless you all. Be good, and we'll talk before Hanukkah. Happy, happy week. God bless you all. Be well, and Shabbat Shalom, you all. Love you, Orly. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.